Is that what known?
There was so much talk about the 6'2" threshold and all that. Yeah. What did that feel like when you got measured? And was all that on your mind at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I know how tall I am. I knew I was going to measure that tall, so I could have came out earlier and told everyone I was going to measure that, but I just let it come out on measurement day, and it is what it is. It's not going to affect me as a football player in any way.
Mitch, if you Browns have the number one pick, if you're drafted by the Browns, what would your reaction be?
I'm going to be excited wherever I go. I have a lot of pride of where I'm from, that being my hometown, but no matter what team selects me, I'm gonna be super excited. I'm going to work as hard as possible wherever I go. And it's been a dream come true. It's been a dream of mine to play in the NFL since I was a little kid. So whoever picks me, it's going to be a dream come true.
But if there's people that look at this quarterback class and say maybe there isn't a guy worth it, how do you respond to that?
In my opinion, I think it's a very good quarterback class. Me and all the other guys here, I mean, we've worked a lot, really hard. We put the work in, and I think I wish everyone the best of luck. And I think there's a lot to say for what we've done in our college careers. And, I mean, who's to say this quarterback class can't be one of the best? I mean, only the future will tell. And I think there's a lot of talented guys here, and that's what we're here to show, and hopefully it will throughout our careers.
You know what the Browns quarterback history has been like. What do you think that pressure would be for a hometown guy getting drafted maybe number one and trying to kind of save that franchise?
There's going to be pressure pretty much everywhere you go. But, I mean, there's exterior pressure, but there's no more pressure than the one I put on myself. Nobody can put more pressure on me than myself, and I expect more of myself than anybody else. So that's kind of how I go about my business. I'm going to be excited wherever I go. I have talked to the Jets. I like them along with all the other coaches here. I feel like I've meshed well with a lot of the coaches. I just love talking ball. And so wherever I end up, I'm going to be really excited.
Have you talked to the Browns yet?
Informal meetings. And, not yet. Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah.
I've had a bunch of informals with pretty much everyone except the Bills. I do have a formal with them. Chiefs, Saints, Bears, 49ers, Cardinals, Chargers. Did I say Bills already? And I had Jets formal the other day. And then there might be a few more on my schedule. But I'm trying to talk to as many coaches as possible. Just sitting down and talking with coaches, even if they might not be selecting a quarterback high, it's good to talk ball with them and kind of learn their systems. And, I mean, I love the game. So just sitting down and talking to these guys, picking their brains, it's been a really good process so far.
Hey, Mitch, when you do talk to these teams, how do you answer the question of only the one true year as a starter in college football? And is it enough experience to jump to this level?
Yeah, definitely. That's a question everybody's asking. And I think I definitely have enough experience. I only have 13 starts, but I played in 30 games. I've come in off the bench, and I've seen significant time. I was prepared really well at North Carolina by Coach Heckendorf, a really good quarterbacks coach. And I've studied the game. I'm a student of the game. And I've seen a lot of defenses, and I think that's going to help me and just my abilities. I feel like I'm in a really good spot right now to take my game to the next level, and I feel really confident.
Hey, Mitch, were you able to learn a lot in those first couple of seasons even though you weren't playing?
I'm sorry?
Were you able to learn a lot in the first couple of seasons even though you weren't playing?
Yeah, definitely. It taught me a lot of different things just about life and adversity in general. I mean, not everything's going to go your way, especially when you deserve something. So being on the bench taught me how to be a better teammate. It taught me how to I found other ways to get better. I found other ways to push my teammates and be a leader even though you're not in that starting position. And I think it's helped build me into the person I am today. But definitely the best way for me to excel in my game is to be in there and play.
Mitch, why did it take so long for you to get on the field?
It was just the head coach's decision. So he had previous experience the year before. And when I was still redshirting, so they elected not to pull my redshirt, even though I won the second spot as a freshman coming in there. And so we competed. I wasn't given the spot, even though I felt I was the better quarterback deep down, and I knew I could do the same things, if not better, and help our team win. But it wasn't my call. It was out of my control. So I just did what I could for the team. I did my job when I was called upon, and we won a lot of games with Marquise, who's the guy in front of me. So I learned a lot.
Why is this the right time for you doing
that? I'll answer this one first. I'm sorry.
I'm
confident in my abilities, but that's not really for me to say. That's why we're here doing this. Everyone's got their own opinion, but I'm confident in my abilities and what I can bring to whatever team selects me.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, Mark. After just the 13 starts, why is this the right time for you to go into that?
Why is it the right time? I just feel like the season I had last year and what I've shown in film and what I'm able to do, that I have the tools to be successful in the NFL. So I've been really well prepared at North Carolina, and I think my game is ready to take that next step, and I'm very excited about this process.
Mitch, do you believe you can step in and start right away?
I do, and that's one of the things that's out of my control once again. So I'm going to go in there, whatever organization selects me, I'm going to go in there and compete. I'm going to try to learn the system as fast as possible. And that's what you've got to do. You just got to go in, earn the respect of the guys around you, and pick it up as fast as possible. And you wanna show that you can play from day one, but it's gonna be up to the coaches when they're gonna put you in, and hopefully they do what's best for you and what's best for the team.
Do you have anything formally set up with the Browns?
Yes, sir, tonight.
Mitch, you mentioned having to learn other ways to improve your game when you were playing. Can you be more specific? What did you have to do to make sure you were improved?
So just like put in the extra time, even though you're not getting the reps in practice with the ones, I would stay after practice and throw the receivers, throw a lot in the summer, and watch extra film. Nobody watched more film than I did in college, just talking from my team standpoint, and just being prepared, being a student of the game, helping the starter, telling him what I saw, and just taking every rep and not taking anything for granted.
What were your film sessions like?
Long. They were long. A lot of them. They were good. The thing is, when you're not started, you learn from the starter's mistakes. So whatever he did in the game, I got to make sure I'm not making the same mistake. And I think I did a good job doing that, because you can learn from other people's mistakes. Pretty much in any business or occupation.
Besides you asking about the 13 starts, what else were they kind of grilling you on in this meeting?
They're not even really grilling me on that, really. They're just trying to get to know me and pick my brain and see how well that I know football and what kind of system I ran at North Carolina. And it's been a good process so far. I don't think that's a big concern from the teams that I've talked to so far. I think they know they could tell I know the game very well. They're impressed with my tape, and I'm just trying to show them what kind of person I am and just stay confident and get ready for the rest of this process.
Is there something specific you're trying to convey to them when you sit down with them?
Not specifically. Just show them who I am, be myself. I'm confident in who I am, and I'm confident that I could be a franchise quarterback at the next level. So I'm just trying to portray that to them and be myself.
What did you think if you asked you which game they best showed your potential as a quarterback? Which one would you pick?
I'd probably say Florida State. That was one of my best games. And then Pitt, and then Virginia Tech and Miami. Maybe in that order. So we played some very good defenses this year, like Florida State, Miami, and I got better as the year went along. So that'd be some of the ones that they've won.
Which game tape would you burn? Which would be the one that you did not want them to?
Probably Virginia Tech, the one in the storm, or Georgia, my first game. Just learn from my mistakes and got better as the year went on.
Mitch, when you were on the bench, did you have other schools kind of reaching out to you, and did you ever consider transferring?
No, sir. No schools reached out to me. And there were times where I thought about it early on in the process, but I was still getting limited time, which is but the reason I stayed is because I built some of the best relationships and had some of the best friends on that team, and they always believed in me, and I knew my opportunity would come eventually. So I wanted to stay for them, and because I love North Carolina and the experience I was having, even though I wasn't getting my time on the field.
How did you feel when you're a highly drafted quarterback? It's not just on the field. It's that face of the franchise kind of stuff that a quarterback has to do. What will you do to go in and get the locker room to believe in you, get the fan base to believe in you when you go to the NFL?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe that comes pretty naturally for me. I feel like I could be that guy. I'm going to carry myself the right way on and off the field. And I'm just going to go in there and try to earn the respect of everyone I surround myself with. And whoever's around me, I'm going to try to make them better as a player and person on and off the field.
What did Steve Trosato and Mentor do for you to get you to this point?
Yeah, Coach Trivisano, that's my guy. Him and Coach Janiak at Mentor, they pretty much helped me throughout my whole football career, from Mentor High School to North Carolina, and now throughout this process. And they've just been the biggest supporters and big role models and mentors to me throughout this process. So I couldn't thank them enough.
What's the most underrated aspect of your game that people aren't talking about?
Probably my mobility. And I could run a little bit, and I could escape pressure. And most people think I just sit in the pocket the whole time, but I can create some plays with my feet. I'm obviously a throw-first guy, but I think that's one of my assets that teams really like. And when you watch the film, you'll be able to see that.
Do you think your offensive system took advantage of your arm strength? Like, do you want to show throw game to go vertical more than you did in college?
I'm sorry. My arm strength. Can you repeat that, please?
Do you think your offensive system showcased your arm strength enough?
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, I thought we could have pushed the ball down the field even more, because I do have that arm strength. I'm confident in my arm. I believe I can make any throw on the field. But I really liked our offense at North Carolina. I had a lot of good weapons, so it was just my job to distribute the ball. And at the next level, I'm looking forward to learning whatever offense and making whatever throws that they have. But it's all about being efficient, making good decisions, and winning games.
How important do you think tomorrow is for you to be out there, you know, Deshaun Watson and Deshaun Kizer, and kind of show how you stack up side by side?
I mean, it's good. It's just like any other day. You just want to compete. I'm a natural competitor, so no matter what we're doing, I'm going to go out there, compete, and give it my all. And tomorrow's just one of those instances. So it's going to be good to match up against those guys. It's been awesome hanging around them and the rest of the quarterback class we got in here. I think we have a really good class. So it's going to be good to get out there on the field, run, do what we got to do, and just throw the ball around the yard. It's just another day playing football.
Mitch, what's your pre-draft process like right now in terms of training? Where have you been working out?
I've been working out in Irvine, California. My quarterback's coach is Ryan Lindley, and my trainer is Ryan Flaherty. And I'm with Rep 1 Sports, so I'm out there, and it's been going great so far. Lindley's helped me a lot with my footwork and just being more consistent, working under center, hitting all the throws that we need to do, preparing for the combine. And then Ryan Flaherty's done a great job just preparing my body, get to where we need to do to run the 40 and do all the tests and all that. So I feel healthy, I feel confident, and it's been a great process so far.
You have several of your teammate receivers here, I think. Do you know yet if they're going to be in your throwing session, and would that be some sort of advantage?
I think Switzer, since his name's in the further alphabet, he might be in my throwing group. But, yeah, it's one of the cool things. We got 7 Tar Heels here. That's I take a lot of pride in that, because that's where we're from, and I love our school. But, yeah, they're just some of my best friends, so it's great to see them around, and it'd be awesome to throw with them tomorrow, and it's going to be a lot of fun on our pro day.
Mitch, how did the offense you ran at North Carolina and your responsibilities in that offense, how did that help prepare you for the NFL, and what are the biggest adjustments you think from that offense to the pro offense?
Yeah, the North Carolina definitely prepared me for the next level, just because it's a quarterback-centric offense, and all the decisions and what happens in each and every single play goes to the quarterback. So we didn't do a lot of audibles, but we did a lot of decision-making on my part. So based on what the defense gave me, that would determine whether it was a run or a pass or a mixture of the two. So it did a great job preparing me in that way. I think that'll help. It has helped me in my decision-making. And I think what I need to do for the next level is just get used to the verbiage and the new offense I'm getting into. So it's going to be a little bit different. I'm calling a play in the huddle. But that's something I see that comes naturally, and I have been practicing that, and I think it's going to go really well.
Hey, what were your takeaways from the bowl game? Some good and some bad.
Obviously, the bad is that I had 2 turnovers and that we lost. The good is that we were 2 points away from tying it. So, I mean, I didn't play my best game. We were down some guys because of injury, but I mean, I love my team. I wouldn't change it. And we never gave up. I made some mistakes, but we came back, put a drive together, and we were almost there taking the overtime. And that's a really good defense, probably one of the best we've played all year.
Do you think you showed team something by that drive at the end?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they see the bad throws, but hopefully they see the grit and toughness to come back and have the poise to put a good drive together at the end. So, I hope that just shows who I am.
Mitch, I know you'll be happy to just get drafted, but does the competitor and you want to be the first quarterback to go?
I would like to be the first quarterback to go. I think that's everyone's goal and dream. I mean, if you're a natural competitor, you want to be first. So that's what we're striving to do here.
Mitch, can you mention?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.